Focus on possibilities for success, not on the potential for failure. And that is the thought for today. Welcome to 7 Good Minutes. I'm Clyde Lee Dennis. Thanks for joining me for what I believe will be 7 of the most enriching minutes of your day. In today's episode of 7 Good Minutes, we get some great tips on how to deal with being distracted and stay focused. Enjoy.
An addiction to distraction is the death of your creative production. There is research coming out now saying that the average person checks their phone 200 to 500 times every single day. As I share in my book, The 5AM Club, your phone is costing you your fortune. If you look at the great geniuses of the world, the Shakespeares and the Basquiats and the Beethovens, the great chefs and the great titans of industry and the great humanitarians, all great thinkers have one thing in common. They spent long periods of time away from diversions, distractions, trivial interruptions. So you can be like the majority, being busy, or you can be a history maker and a legendary producer and not being on your phone, not playing with technology every second, not being addicted to that white screen. You don't get to do both. So if you really want to multiply your creativity, and if you really want to accelerate your productivity, this episode of the Mastery Sessions will be incredibly valuable for you. And I'm going to get right into the first habit that will help you beat digital distraction, and that's build your tight bubble of total focus. So there's a relatively new term coming out right now called digital dementia. Digital dementia. We are spending so much time in front of our screens that we are waking up with this full well of cognitive bandwidth. In other words, our gifts and our glory in terms of our brain's capacity. We wake up and we're ready to go. And then what happens is, in terms of digital dementia, we check our phone, we check our email, we check for likes, we watch a video, we play with an app, and every single piece of attention that we give to one of those distractions is stealing your cognitive bandwidth. This is really important. You wake up full of cognitive potential, full of the ability to be creative and productive. And every single time you check your screen, some of your cognitive bandwidth, that's the term that the researchers and neuroscientists use, is left on the screen. Another term is called attention residue. You leave a residue of your attention on the screen. And then you turn on the news, more of your attention is left on the news. And then you check for email, more of that attention residue is left on the email. And then you'll find it's 8 o'clock or 9 o'clock in the morning and you can't focus and your creativity is depleted. Well, it's not because you can't bring on your fire to dominate your domain. It's because you haven't managed yourself like the pros do. And so the first excellent habit to beat digital distraction is installing this metaphorical tight bubble of total focus around yourself so that you don't let distractions in. Just imagine you have this bubble. It's like a 5-foot bubble around you. It's a porous bubble. So creative things, inspirational things, high vibration, joyful, excellent, amazing people get in. The right spaces get in. And anything that is toxic, anything that is a trivial distraction, which is generally because you have an addiction to it, we'll talk about that later in this episode, doesn't get in. And so really, it's very valuable to get lost. It's very, you know, most people are available to everyone. The phone rings and they pick it up and they answer it. Well, if you do that, you're letting someone else's priorities run your day versus you running your day by your priorities. Tight bubble of total focus could also mean that, you know, you set up your ecosystem and your environments so that there's no distraction. Tight bubble of total focus could mean that you spend long periods of your day alone working on those one or two projects that are your Sistine Chapel ceilings. Okay, so set up a tight bubble of total focus so you literally stop letting so much distraction and so many things that fragment your attention into your workday, into your creative orbit, which will allow you to get into a state. And I walk you through it in my book, The 5 a.m. Club. There's a whole model. It explains how every human being can operate at a genius every day. But long story short, transient hypofrontality is the neurobiological phenomenon that allows you to, if you set yourself up to get away from distraction, you leave your phone and technology maybe in another room, and you simply sit or work on the project that will allow you to change the game in your marketplace, your prefrontal cortex, which is the seat of thinking and criticism and ruminating, and the monkey mind actually shuts off for a short period of time. That's the transient part of transient hypofrontality. And when that happens, you actually set up a pharmacy of mastery. Dopamine, the inspirational neurotransmitter, is released. Serotonin, the pleasure neurochemical, is released. Your brain waves actually shift from beta and they slow down. They go to alpha and maybe down even to theta, maybe even down to delta. And you actually get to a deeper place of thinking where genius lies. You have that within your brain. But if you live in a world of scattered attention, if you're busy being busy, you're never going to allow the phenomenon that your brain already has, transient hypofrontality, to kick in.
Please keep in mind, this is about half of the entire presentation. If you're up for a treat, you should definitely listen to the whole thing. You can do so by clicking the link labeled View the Full Video on YouTube in the show notes. So that does it for this episode of 7 Good Minutes. Until next time, let's be civil to one another out there. Thanks for listening.